No. Every week we have a new guest who presents a playlist that they've made for someone that they love. Of Love Note is also how you could describe it. And we get some songs, some stories going. And this week we have a new guest, Sylvain.
That's me.
Hi, Sylvain. I think we might have a whole new type of love happening on this episode. Who are you making this for?
I am doing my beloved brother, my older brother, Luke.
Perfect.
Wow, a sibling relationship. First of its kind.
Speaking of family relationships, how do you know Pika?
Well, we're not quite siblings, but we're cousins, so close enough. Mm-hmm. And we've lived together quite a bit, so we're pretty close. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Does Luke know that you're doing this for him?
At this very moment, he does not, but I'll probably tell him within the next couple days.
And where is Luke right now? Have you seen him recently?
I have not physically seen him in the flesh for a couple months now. He lives in Australia.
Hi, Luke in Australia. So far away. You're in tomorrow right now.
All right.
Well, great. Either Luke is tuning in live or he's got a little link being sent to him that he gets to enjoy later. But let's dive straight in, shall we? What's the first song that you picked for your dear brother?
So, first song is by one of our all-time favorite artists, Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian legend, and the song is Crossroads. It's kind of a little bit more of an unknown Gordon Lightfoot song. It's maybe the sister song to the Canadian Railroad trilogy, which most people know. It still has that kind of like railroady kind of chugga-chugga. and it's awesome. I don't know if the lyrics really represent so much our love, but we just love listening to Gordon Lightfoot together and have spent countless hours doing so.
When first I did appear upon this native soil, all up and down this country at labor I did toil. I slumbered in the moonlight and I rose with the sun. I rambled through the canyons where the cold rivers run. When first I did come down where the land meets the sea, the people said, "Who are you and what would your name be?" I said, "I have no home and I am no man's son. 'Twas inland I was born and from inland that I come. In the good land I was young and I was strong. No one dared to call me son, happy just to see my day's work done. See my day's work done." So I swung an axe as a timber jack and I worked the Quebec mines. And on the golden prairie I rode the big combines. I sailed the maritime waters of many a seaport town. Built the highways and the byways to the western salmon grounds. I've gazed upon the good times, I've seen the bad times too. Felt many a cold and bitter wind and many a morning dew. I've watched the country growing like a fair and mighty thing. And on the still of a summer night I've heard the mountains ring. In the good land I was young and I was strong. No one dared to call me son, happy just to see my day's work done. See my day's work done. But now the seeds are planted and the gates are open wide. The old ways are forgotten, there's no place left to hide. And the legacy I'm leaving you's not very hard to find. You'll see it all around you at this crossroads of time. In the sweet soil it's a-growing at the crossroads of time.
I'm I'm so glad that you had a Gordon Lightfoot song on there. Not only does it make me think of you and Luke, it really makes me think of being in the car with Grandpa and we're listening to Gordon Lightfoot and he's like humming along in his way. Good family bonds.
That's so very true. Sweet. My grandpa had a few songs that he loved as well. Specifically in the car, I have the same memories. So that's very tender.
My grandpa thing.
I feel like every Canadian grandfather has a Gordon Lightfoot best of CD.
Okay, I'm going to expose myself. I actually hadn't heard of Gordon Lightfoot. For my grandpa, it was that song that goes, "Ho, hey, you banana bona da-da-da-da-da-da. You belong with me. I belong to you, to my sweet heart." Yeah.
Wow, that's more modern.
Honestly, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's awesome.
He was modern grandpa.
He was a sharp-minded man and incredibly up-to-date music. But I'll have to get well-versed on Gordon Lightfoot because I love grandpa culture, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to get in on that. Chugga.
Gordon's got some good songs.
Talking about, you know, familial relationships, you know, it's a love note after all. How would you say you define love in your life?
I think love, in general, is just a guarantee to always be there for somebody.
Mm.
Or something, maybe.
I like that. Do you find that that applies, like, is that more from the perspective of just this familial love, or do you find that that's, like, also how you feel in friendships or relationships? Because also relationships are so different because they're much more likely to end than a familial relationship.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think that was a broad term. You know, I definitely think there's, like, little nitty-gritty bits that you could break down more, but I'm going to leave it at that.
I guess, like, love can be a guarantee to be there for someone, but love cannot be an unconditional guarantee in itself forever for certain people. And that's, like, what makes it valuable in a way. Like, you can't love every single person. You can't guarantee that someone who's going to come through your life, you can love them forever, but you can, like, choose to do that for a certain time, and you can definitely devote that to family for your whole life. So makes it special.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's definitely, like, yeah, I mean, you got to work with what you get, I guess, a little bit. You know, you focus on the loves you have and not the other ones that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On that somewhat serious note, what is the next song that you've got?
Next song is Freddie Gibbs' song, another one of Luke and I's all-time favorite artists, probably all-time favorite hip-hop artist, coming from Gary, Indiana. The song is One More Time.
Peace, everybody, yeah. I lost. Real. Day gone tomorrow, man. Home. Yeah, been a while since I seen your face. It's strange, but I can't complain. You in a better place. Ain't a question, I know you resting in heaven. Ask God to let you listen to me for a second. It's some things that I wanted to say. Cause for a while, life wasn't going your way. Then the next thing I know, you was gone for good. Caught up in a cycle that plagued the hood. First niggas moved us off, then came the crack. Meal laid them off, the streets called them back. You always told me what drugs would do. That's why I still looked up to you when nobody trusted you. I saw my favorite hustler turn into a customer. Killed me like a bullet to the juggler. I wish I could have stopped the bullet that hit you. I miss you till the day I'm with you. One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time, I flame the Jane. And 16 bars ain't enough to explain the pain. I could drink a whole fifth, burn a whole zip. When the high wear off, the stress still exists. So I get blitzed the whole day and never think twice.
I'm guessing I should change my life. Don't want to get caught slipping and easily get my wig splitted. In my city at any given minute you can get it. I done lost a lot of homies over dumb shit. That cousin Harold, I ain't going out like a punk shit. Car accidents, terminal illness. Death is something you gotta deal with. Rest in peace to my homies, the Lord called them home. Quay Shepherd, Andrew Jones, and Lil Ray Moan. You gon' live through the kids, so I never forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know, I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know, I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time.
Yeah. Willie D. Rest in peace, man. Both my granddaddies. Rest in peace. Q. Rest in peace. Raymond, rest in peace. Reap, rest in peace.
One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know, I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time, that's all I need. Cause it was never easy to let you go. I want you to know, I love you and I won't forget you. Miss you till I'm with you. One more time.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like Local Coffee Roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
So you said that you picked that song, or that when you listen to that song, you think about how you would be sad if Luke died. But if your sibling relationship was anything like mine, then a lot of times when you were growing up, you wished that he would be dead. Or you at least told him that. Maybe that's not true. But Naomi here, she doesn't have a sibling. I have a younger sister, and I think that we should have a little discussion about what sibling life is like. There's some good bits and there's some bad bits.
Thoughts? I do. I consider only child a term that faces a lot of prejudice. So I consider myself a person with no siblings. And I would like to just put that forward moving from this point. But I genuinely, like, sibling love has always completely fascinated me. It's something that I've, like, envied over the years, something that I've been, like, glad that I don't have to deal with over the years. So I'm genuinely always curious to hear about the love of siblings.
So I'll go back a sec. You know, obviously when I was little, I wouldn't have cared if Luke died, you know, because, like, he was, not very nice a lot of the time. Yeah. But I think now I'm like, hell no, like, that would be terrible. If I was a little kid and he died and I was like, oh, I don't care, it's my older brother. But that would be super sad. And I think you'd agree now,
yeah,
you know?
Like, of course.
Yeah.
What was it like having siblings when you grew up? Like, you guys got along, or when did that start happening, if you did later?
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of, I had an older brother, obviously he's 3 years older, so we're not too, like, the age gap isn't too big, but I feel like he always would get in trouble, and I was just, like, kind of left at the wayside a little bit. Or maybe not left at the wayside, but I just kind of like didn't get in trouble. Yeah. And maybe, I mean, I think I wasn't, I didn't like do bad things maybe, whereas maybe my brother did. But I don't know. It was just kind of like in the shadow a lot of the time, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah. And also, I feel like there's a bit of a stigma with like a person without siblings. That
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that like maybe they grow up without so much of like a social like connect or experience. And I feel like that's not true at all. I think I have a lot of friends who are only children who, you know, are more social than myself.
Yeah, I think we don't give enough credit to like all those sibling dynamics are so dependent on just also what inherent personality you have. Like, obviously, nurture versus nature is a whole interesting debate. But like, yeah, even just hearing that you got into less trouble because you just didn't do as much, you didn't push the boundaries as much, is like just the total opposite of what I hear from some people, where it's like, oh, the older sibling gets all the flack and they like don't push any boundaries because they have all the rules imposed on them. Mm-hmm. And then the younger sibling goes crazy because they're like free to do whatever. So it's just true that like you can't really generalize too much. And that's what's so interesting about like every specific relationship in a family. And I've always just thought like it's a crazy concept to me to just have another person who has the same parents as you, who you could just turn to be and like, this is our mom and dad. So even then, like,
yeah,
so much can come from that kind of dynamic.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to have a sibling because, yeah, no one else can understand your shared history better than that sibling. But I gotta say, especially since maybe you've been a bit older, I've always looked up to you and Luke for your relationship because when you came to live in Fernie and you just skied together all winter, it seemed like you were having so much fun learning how to make bagels and like just hanging out all the time, just being best friends. And so I really thought that your relationship was inspiring, and I wanted to have that with my sister.
That's cool to hear. I'll say that was definitely like the start of, I think, when Luke and I were getting really, really close. And I obviously like living together in a small town is like definitely a bit of a bonding experience.
Yeah.
And we did everything together. So I would say that was the start of the good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have another question actually based on that. How much do you guys find in your experience is a sibling relationship about fundamental compatibility, and how much is it about choosing to form a friendship with this person who's your sibling?
I mean, I think a lot of it is just choosing to have that relationship because, like, they're the person that's there, you know? But I also think if you spend enough time with anybody, you're going to maybe learn to get along.
Mm-hmm. Learn to appreciate things about them. Yeah, that's what's so interesting about, like, you could almost, I don't know if this is actually comparable. I've never met anyone who's had, like, an arranged marriage. But it's almost like that saying that, like, sometimes you have to choose to love someone every day. And I feel like that's kind of what I've seen in some sibling relationships is like, yeah, sure. If you met at school, would you be best friends? Mm-hmm. Like, you'd never know. But you're going to choose that. And that's something so powerful that, like, you're not obligated to do with everyone. And, like, sometimes people aren't even obligated to do with their siblings for whatever circumstances. So it's, like, so special and beautiful to me as, like, you know, an outsider onlooking. So
That's a good way to, or an interesting way to look at it. Like, if you would be French if you had met at school.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we would have. Maybe.
Good thing, you know, a higher being put you in the same family instead. Because best buds.
Speaking of, like, choosing to love someone every day, like, that pretty much for most people goes until you die. Or, like, one person dies, or, like, hopefully you just die on the exact same day holding hands in the exact same moment. Which directly connects to this next song. So why don't you go ahead and introduce it?
So next song is Love You to Death by Typo Negative. Album October Rust. Luke and I have listened to it so many times. It's hilarious. It's not actually funny at all. But it's funny how many times we've listened to this album. Yeah. Love You to Death. It's a great song. Don't take the lyrics literally, but I'll love you to death, brother.
Aw.
as salty sweat drips from her breast. Her hips move, and I can feel what they're saying, swaying. They say the beast inside of me is gonna get ya, get ya.
Yeah.
That was an interesting song. Very passionate. I thought it was pretty fun, though. A mix of kind of eclectic genres there. Where do you... You've got a few songs on here, dare I say every single one of them, that I actually am not familiar with. So I'm curious where you find a lot of the music that you listen to.
I think now that Spotify is a thing, it's often found like Discover Weeklies or like, you know, the playlist where the album ends and it just starts playing similar stuff for you. I think a lot of it is from that. And then prior to that, I think we just kind of would find stuff on YouTube, get into that deep, dark YouTube hole.
Love.
And find music. Yeah.
I like that.
And I feel like we definitely listen to a lot of music that we found probably 10 plus years ago, still to this day, which is like, I feel like that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool. I'm trying to think if I listened to anything that I found 10 plus years ago. Maybe Ashley Tisdale, dude.
I was just going to say, High School Musical.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Luke and I did not glom on to the High School Musical stuff, but...
That might not be unfortunate.
It's not too late. It's truly not too late for anyone.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Besides listening to music, what other kind of things do you guys do together?
All sorts of things. Like, we'll just do, like, projects around the house and stuff together. We just like kind of being together and working together. I think some of the most fun times we've had together have been getting lost in the city on bicycles. Mm. And generally, outer areas, more like industrial areas we love. one of like the rides that I remember the most, we rode actually along the railroad tracks into New Westminster and like rode into a rail yard. And it was kind of like, are we supposed to be here? But it was super fun. Mm. It was like a rainy, kind of dreary Vancouver fall day. And yeah, it was just awesome. Like, I don't know. We just have so much fun getting lost on our bikes.
That just proves that company is everything. Because if you described to me a day in which I got lost in New Westminster in a rail yard on a rainy day, like if I was alone for that, I feel like it would be a low. But I know so many people mm-hmm. that if I was with them, it would actually be like a great adventure. So just goes to show.
Yeah. I remember after Luke left Australia and you and I tried to go on some long ride and you would like veer into every alley and I'd be like, what is this? Like, I just did not have the adventure spirit. And you were like, it isn't the same. Like, I miss my brother.
I apologize. I was probably being a bit rude, but I feel like Luke and I have just ridden together so much and we have such like a connection on our rides that like we know when we want to be riding chill and like going slow, and then other times we're like going at as fast as we can, riding down like a busy street, going like yeah, and we just like it flows. It has a super nice, you know, rhythm to it that
like
we don't even
song.
Like communicate to each other. maybe.
You should introduce it, and then we'll see.
Next song is a electronic music song, probably techno is the genre I'd give it. Artist name is DVS1, and the song is Black Russian. Thank you.
I really liked that. I don't listen to that much techno when I'm just by my lonesome, but I thought that that was really cool.
Yeah, and for everyone else who really loved it, there's plenty more where that came from. At least 4 more minutes of that song to listen to.
It might be the gateway drug to techno for you.
Don't mind if I do. I can absolutely get down with a song that has no lyrics, especially when I'm in the right headspace, but I'm a very lyrical person. I was actually talking to my friends about this today. Are you someone who really listens to lyrics, or do you just feel like you're more of a vibe person when it comes to music?
I'm definitely more of a vibe type of person when it comes to music. I think I'm always doing something when I'm listening to music, so the lyrics tend to fall at the wayside.
just like baby Sylvan would fall at the wayside while Luke got in trouble.
Yeah, I have a hypothesis, and I don't like to generalize, but a lot of my male friends, I'll be like, wow, that song has like incredible lyrics, and they'll be like, what are you even talking about? Like, I was not, why would I have tuned into that? And I'm like, that's like what I listen for. I also have a theory that that's why women like appreciate Taylor Swift so much more.
Mm. Although because, our previous guest might go against all of okay. these theories.
That's, I can't generalize. I take it all back.
I think I get into lyrics, like I learn them and whatnot on certain songs. I don't know if I ever really dig into the like what the lyrics mean.
You're not on genius.com?
Oh, maybe I'm not clicking on that. No. But like I'm just getting the lyrics, you know?
Okay. I'm occasionally like, ooh, like there's a highlighted part, like I click on it, tells me exactly what context I might need to know.
What
I love
does
that.
Bop to the top. Really mean.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could click on the highlighted things and they told you stuff.
What on earth have you been using Genius for? It's classic. It's like,
I mean, just bring the lyrics up. Okay. You know?
It does so much more. I use azlyrics.com for that because that's the first one that comes up on Google.
But sometimes if the song is popular enough, it just comes up on Google itself, you know?
Genius? Yeah, okay.
No, not Genius. Just lyrics. Come up on Google.
Yeah. It's a good feature. We were talking about how that relates to the next song. So why don't you go ahead and introduce it?
Next song is Moment of Truth by Gangstar. One of probably Luke and I's oldest songs that we started listening to together. We found it on a BMX video game in France called Dave Mira BMX. And that was over a decade ago, like definitely. Mm-hmm. I think maybe 2007. Yeah, and just ever since then, we've been cranking that song whenever it's around.
And you've learned the lyrics.
Yeah, some of them. Not all of them.
It's one of those things where you know it when you hear it.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like there's absolutely nothing like that feeling of looking someone in the eye and screaming lyrics together. That happened to me recently. I was at a brunch, of all places, and someone started playing this song. It was Angelina by Pine Grove, and I was, like, sort of singing it to myself because it's just one of the absolute best songs, in my opinion. And this person from across the brunch, who I'd never met, starts, like, kind of mouthing the words along with
me.
Next thing you know, we're screaming at this brunch. We're scream singing the lyrics of this song. I've never felt more connected to someone.
Yeah, I hope you kept in touch.
We have. Now we work at the same place.
This could be the start of something new.
You need to stop with the High School Musical. Did you even get that, Savannah?
No, I didn't get that at all, but
you need to rewatch. Awesome. You need to rewatch.
I don't think it's a rewatch.
Yeah, oh, it's initial watch?
Yeah.
More urgent then. It's even more urgent. But we'll dive into this next song and we'll check back in after.
Sweet.
No matter where we're fierce, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die.
You know I be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hiala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzy. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Oh, you've got that song down. Love to see it.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I can really imagine walking into the kitchen at your parents' house and you and Luke are like kind of huddled around your phone and singing that song together. I feel like I've seen it happen.
You probably have, actually.
But you guys, I've seen you do a lot of things together. It seems like you have similar interests. You've got this shared music taste. Even as it's changing, it's still being shared between the two of you. But I also think you two are pretty different. And so I've been wanting to ask, like, how do you think that you two complement each other? Like, how are you different? And what have you learned from him? What are some strengths that he might have learned from you? Have any thoughts?
Well, I'll start off by saying, I think I'm pretty chill, and Luke is a bit more, like, busybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy to just sit all day and do nothing, and while he's like, I got, like, a big list of things I gotta do. And so, I mean, maybe I've learned, like, a bit more, well, actually, I don't know if I learned that from him. I was gonna say, get up and go, kind of, like, motivation, I think, which is where I've always struggled with things. Yeah, but I mean, maybe it's like the classic, like, opposites attract, like, because, like, I guess we're kind of different, and so, I don't know, we work well together then? I don't know. Yeah.
I think that was really perceptive of you because I totally agree. You're very chill. I think that you bring, yeah, sorry, I also just complimented. I'm also very perceptive.
I was going to catch you on that being like, that was so perceptive of you because it's what okay, I think. Sorry. As well. No, I love that.
Good self-reflection. I perceive the same, which is that you are very chill. You are also very, I think, in tune with the, you know, I'm thinking of being around the dinner table. You're in tune with the dynamics and of what's going on, and you're trying to make sure that everyone's also chill and happy. And I think that's one of your strengths, is that you can read the room and figure out how to keep the room happy. But you're right, Luke is also like a cool go-getter who's traveled the world and done, you know, cool and sometimes scary things, even though he might be like an anxious guy sometimes. Like, he's kind of figured out how to surmount that anxiety and do amazing things that I don't know anyone else who's done that.
Yeah, he definitely has done some crazy things. Like, yeah. He rode a bit, like a big month-long bike trip in Vietnam, mm-hmm. like in December when he was like 18 or something, or maybe 19, like yeah. right out of high school. We were all like, oh my gosh, but... mm-hmm. But now my parents are like, whatever, you can do whatever you want, and uh-huh. we don't care. I mean, he's also 28, so that's kind of a given, I suppose. Yeah, I find Luke is also quite, like, he sticks to his guns a little bit, which mm-hmm. I really like. He's not always, like, flip-flopping, like, with his opinions and whatnot, which mm-hmm. maybe I'm kind of like, I don't know, like, I'm a little bit of both, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool. Like, he knows what he likes, and he sticks to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you think he'd like the next song?
Hell yeah.
Seminole?
Yeah, Seminole? That's mm-hmm. how the artist sings it.
Okay.
Seminole Wind, yeah. This is a more recent song that we discovered past year. Hold on, is that the last song?
It's the second to last song.
Oopsie. Okay, wait.
That's the last song.
Let's pretend you just asked, do you think he would like this next song? Rough his neck around.
Yeah, he'll definitely like this this song. Also, a more recent song that we've discovered in kind of in the past year. We've both really gotten into kind of country music in the past year, which is like before we were like, oh my gosh, like this is terrible. And now we love it. I think we like a lot of good country music, but we like, unfortunately, a lot of bad country music. And, you know... at least we know what's bad.
Yeah.
But there's some good country music. This
you're
song.
You're really perceptive.
You too.
I think disliking country music has become a bit of a cold take. So, you know, there's got to be nuance to it. There's got to be some that you, like, know is incredible because there's great country music out there. And then some where you're like, I don't know if I need this specific narrative in my life because some of it's a little troubling, but...
yeah, I mean, this song might be that. It's like, it's pretty cheesy. It's not a great song. It musically it sounds nice, but I don't know if it's like a good country song. It might be verging on like kind of trashy.
Don't dive into the lyrics. No genius lyrics.
Okay.
I don't. This might even not even be on genius. But hey, you know, Albertan artist. So, you know, that's kind of cool.
What's it called?
The song's called Roughest Neck Around, and it's about a rough neck on an oil rig.
I don't know if I've heard Albertan country music, so I'm actually really eager to give this a listen. Let's dive in.
His hand to pull the dragons from the ground, yeah. He's 35 below or he's 98 above, and he's working through it all, cause baby, this is what he loves. Drives 150 miles, make sure his kids are doing fine, and he sees them when he can, but he's married to his iron. You better hire him on, he's the roughest neck around. He got the power in his hands, he's pulling dragons from the ground, yeah.
his hands and the dragon's in his chest, yeah. The dragons from the ground. Yeah, you better hire him on, cause he's better than the rest. He got the power in his heart and the dragons in his chest, yeah.
I thought that was a great country song. I can't claim to be an aficionado, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it seemed like classic country song.
We also looked at the Spotify about of the artist whose first name is Corb, and he has rodeo lineage, so he's not a Keith Urban type. You know, Keith Urban's Australian, and he sings in like a southern drawl, so that's just kind of interesting. But maybe, you know, maybe Keith Urban has unknown rodeo lineage, too. So I shouldn't dismiss him too fast.
So we're heading into the last song. And we have a tradition here at Love Notes, which is that you start talking directly to your person before the last song. And then you introduce the last song and we let it play and you're gone forever. So it's been really good to have you. Great to have a family member on. I've loved it. You've had such eclectic songs. And, yeah, here's an invitation to speak directly to Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hey, bro. I hope you enjoyed this love note for you. I loved it, and I hope you love it as much as I did. I guess here's to more good times, and enjoy this last song, Seminole Wind by John Anderson. I know you love this one. And it took us a while to figure out what the song was actually about because we mixed up Seminoles. But anyway, here you go.
Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy, blow across the
toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gulls.
You've been listening to Love Notes on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to Sylvain for being a great guest. And we're so happy to have some brotherhood put on display here today. First brothers that we've been able to dig.
Wrestle onto the show.
Forced to come and expose themselves. No. We really hope, Luke, that you enjoyed listening to these songs, and
see you in a couple weeks. Every other Tuesday at 10 a.m. this show is playing, so tune in.
Please. See you guys then.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.